Our next order of business regarding bids for economic development consultant. At least that's how it's worded. Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm here before you all this morning concerning our bid for economic development consultant, RFP number 201112-160, which expired a few minutes ago. I have, during the course of this open bid time, received four responses, and those four responses are from the following. Bid number one is from the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce. Number two is from RKG Associates Incorporated in Alexandria, Virginia. Number three is from Voltage Incorporated in Madison, Wisconsin. And the last bid that I received, number four, is from Thomas P. Miller Associates in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'll proceed with number one.
Would it be clear to say that this is for economic development plan and or procedure?
Plan.
Just
would be.
Plan?
Yeah, that would be.
The first package from the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce includes two copies of a scope of services response, four pages each, with the details that I will forward for your review. Actually, there are several copies in here, one for each of you and one for myself. It looks like it's responding to the particulars that were listed in the RFP.
Ron, as you go through those, would you hand those up?
Certainly. The second package is from RKG Associates in Alexandria, Virginia. And it looks like they have responded in like manner with portfolios. Three copies, so there's two. The third package is from Voltage.
What is it again?
It's VOLTEDGE, one word, Incorporated, Madison, Wisconsin, Voltage, however you'd say it. Don't want to say Voltage, but Voltage. And they have also submitted three copies for our inspection.
Sorry about that, Don. I got.
And then the last one we received was from Thomas P. Miller & Associates in Indianapolis. Given us one booklet for consultant development services. see to it that we have copies made of that one for y'all.
Let me suggest that there's just that one.
Okay.
That Mr. Erickson make copies for us so that we have a copy of each one, and that we, in fact, are the body that goes through these for the decision-making process.
Just for the sake of timeliness, could we postpone this agenda item to, say, 1 o'clock? Would that be acceptable? Just if we have an opportunity to review this, we could review it and continue to move forward.
Can I get you to move that to 2?
Sure.
That'll give us time, I hope, to get through with what we need to do in the budget.
I don't have my agenda in front of me. What's the agenda item? How is it worded? Economic development. Okay. Motion to postpone to a definite time of 2 p.m. Thursday, December 22nd, economic development consultant discussion.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 2 p.m. the economic development consultant discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We will do that. However, are there any comments from anyone that is here regarding this, either the procedure or, in fact, any of the proposals that we have before us? And I apologize for not asking that prior to that vote, but we needed to do that. Yes, sir.
Rick Zegenfield, City of Hollister. I stand in support of the Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce proposal. And as the bench knows, I've sat on 3 separate higher boards relative to this matter for the county. And we had an apparent selection or a recommendation from the first higher board, a gentleman from California, second higher board, a gentleman from Arkansas. And the third nominee was a lady who had experience in California but actually resided in Springfield, all of which eventually never materialized to be able to produce an economic developer or a partnership or anything to represent the county or any of the communities. My analysis of that is that those were qualified economic developers, but they were unfamiliar with Tane County and its local needs, its local economy, its local culture. And so what I'm seeing arriving today are, again, consultants from around the nation that are interested in helping us with that, and one local proposal. And I would just ask you to consider the facts that if we have a local proposal from a very reputable local organization and proposing a model that is well accepted in the economic development community. And I would point out that the village of Kirbyville has voted to join that partnership and dedicate money to that. Marion Woods has voted to do that. Also, too, in presentation to the Hollister City Council, I'm aware that they are planning on, they have not done a formal vote yet, but they are planning on joining this. In front of you was also Rockaway Beach that did to commit to support of this. Branson has been here in support of this. And so I am appealing to you to put the Branson proposal, select them. I think that they're well qualified and they are local, and that I think that gives us the best opportunity to provide economic development support for a broader cross-section of Taney County in that partnership format. So just speak on behalf of that particular proposal.
Thank you, Rick. Others? I wonder, we're getting ready to go into agenda request review with Nikki. But I wonder, Rick, if I could trouble you to give some of those comments to Jan, who was just able to step back in, because those comments were very good. They're the only comments that we have, as well as any testimony at all regarding any of the consultant packages that were brought to us. And I think that that would be...
What about a copy of the disc or something? No?
I'm sorry, what?
What about a copy of the disc of the presentation?
Well, we can do that, but I'm confident either way that Jan would like to do it since she's here. And Ron, we're...
I'm pleased to share my thoughts.
Right. Thank you, Senator. Ron, what we're going to do is, if that's all right with these gentlemen, is give these packages back to you, have you make sure that each of us has a package, and then we're going to bring this up today at 2 o'clock and fully discuss it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thank you,
yes,
gentlemen.
Rick, you had something else to say?
I was going to, it doesn't matter, on record. Where are we at on record here? Are we off record? Are we on record?
On.
But you have to be at the microphone for that to happen.
One thing that I failed to mention earlier was the idea that the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce has been engaged in economic development currently. There would not be a ramp-up time. There would not be a learning curve. And I guess I'll speak for myself personally. The idea that others from around the nation are willing to help us once they see a cash-paying opportunity. But I would also point out that those that have stood by us, whether they directly or indirectly derive a benefit from that, I think also should be considered in this decision. And I think the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce has been an economic development partner for others may not have... And I don't recognize any of these names or ever have worked with any of these organizations.
I'm going to wait till
I certainly appreciate their interest in us when there's a nice amount of money to be derived from that. It's a shame that they weren't with us when the money wasn't offered. So I guess that would be another comment I would add to this.
Thank you, sir. Nikki, agenda request review.
For Tuesday, the Avis Rent-A-Car Agreement and Intergovernmental Agreement Regarding Housing for Inmates.
Say that last one again.
Intergovernmental Agreement Regarding Housing for Inmates.
Who's that with?
It was requested by Pat Keck, and the first one was requested by Frank Cotty and Mark Parent.
The first one, I understand, the Intergovernmental Agreement for Housing, what entity is it representing?
Hollister, Branson, Forsyth.
Okay, that's the other entities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that.
And I have all the comments here.
I mean, it should take 5 minutes combined for everything.
Okay.
Because legal's reviewed both, and we know what they are.
Yes.
Okay, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else, but you have a large block of time.
Let me ask you a question.
Unless, go ahead.
Number one. Do we have, Monday's date will be, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Will be 27th?
Correct.
Have we got any accounts payable scheduled? Do we have payroll scheduled? Is there some, I mean, I'm just trying to think of year
payroll
end.
Payroll is the 29th.
29th, okay.
AP will be our normal morning meeting.
Do we also have any other abatements that might be forthcoming? Do we have a time
We schedule? Have that scheduled for the Thursday also.
For?
Abatements. We have
the last Thursday.
Yeah, the last abatement conversation. Yes. I mean, it's going to be, an hour or so, 15 minutes on Tuesday?
Maybe 30.
Maybe 30.
And then you don't have anything until 1 o'clock.
What's 1 o'clock?
Court orders and abatements.
Okay.
And then...
That's because that is a time that we had scheduled every week.
Right.
What if we couldn't bring that back?
Move it forward or just move it to Thursday?
And okay. then schedule... I would really like us legal to sit and piecemeal through the budget, every line.
I thought we were going to do that today until we get done. We're staying all night.
If you do not complete that today, maybe we could complete
Let's
the budget
move, like Ryan
there.
Said, you don't concur.
Are you daft?
I thought we did that already. I would move the 1 o'clock forward to get that knocked out and then leave the blast block for budget.
Okay.
That's what Ron's basically saying.
Including move legal forward.
Put everything up.
Move everything forward.
Okay, I'll check and see if they can.
How much time will we need for legal on other issues? That's her question.
You usually do it, you know, for the entire afternoon.
An hour and a half is what we've been spending.
And I think that'll be contingent on if we have issues, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what their work schedule is like if they're even in town. I don't know if they're working that week.
They were planning on being here in the afternoon.
I saw that. We
need to address it, though.
There's nothing to address. The contract is the contract.
They were planning on being here in the afternoon, so.
See if you can't move them forward.
Okay. That's it.
You know, there's a couple of interpretations here. Mm-hmm. First sentence says they'll be paid. Second sentence says...
I'd rather wait and do that in executive session. That's a contract.
Well, our legal's already reviewed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like there's two sections, the hardware part and the professional service engineering part, and it looks like the professional services is upon completion. I mean, it looks like it's...
It's the way I read it, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, Frank's the one who reviewed it.
Yeah.
And Frank said no. So, as far as I'm concerned, if legal's saying no, then the answer's no.
Well, I think that we should ask him because the last sentence says, payment will be due upon approval of the invoice by the Taney County Commission and authorization for payment of same. I think it's kind of contradictory.
Bring it up Tuesday then? Let's bring it up Tuesday in our legal review and ask Frank for some more definite reasonings.
Would just be one of the things we talked about.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Assessment maintenance plan, Mr. Strahan. Thank you for getting us each a copy.
Thank you. This assessment maintenance plan is just something that's generally put through every 2 years. It's an agreement between the assessor, the county commission, and the state tax commission on the plan of property assessments for the year 2013 and 14. A lot of the groundwork has to be laid in 2012 for this. In this letter of intent I've written in here, I also reference the 9-month agreement that the State Tax Commission had us sign last year.
Where's your letter of intent at?
It's on the third page.
Okay. And to Mr. Epperson?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you go to the very back, it references... the last line reads, we will do our best to try and comply with the assessment agreement signed by me, the County Commission, and State Tax Commission. The name of what we signed then was assessment agreement. So we added that to our letter for the state to reference and us to reference. Now then, we had a little issue jump up at us here last...
Can you wait for just a minute? You guys want to read the letter of intent? Give me just a minute.
Sure.
I'd like to go through that.
Sure.
When you say in regards to the October 31st letter, is that, that's a letter from the Tax Commission?
Yes.
Okay. You're talking about a part-time person to fill out the other team?
Yes.
Would you be better if that was a full-time person?
Yes.
Is that just a budget issue that you want to talk to us about? Or?
Well, it we will be totally strapped. This two-year plan lays a tremendous amount of work to get completed.
And
a deadline.
Would you care to sit with us during our budget discussions today so that we can...
I would be glad to do that.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
Sure. I mean, I thought we'd gone through the assessor's budget already. Have we not?
I think it's already in my budget. But we will look.
The halftime person is.
Oh, the halftime person is.
I'm wondering if it wouldn't be helpful to have a full-time person rather than a half-time person.
Well, we had talked at one time, and I didn't address it in the budget. Once this new program's implemented, we have to have a clerk that's continually filing, putting in sketches and information outside the realm of our everyday work. Our everyday work is a workload.
I understand that. But is that in the 2012 budget? And if not, then that
well,
should
be
part
in
of
the,
our discussion.
It
today.
Would be in the halftime plus the full time. Or to the halftime to the full time.
Okay. You go ahead, sir. I've read this.
The only thing that I'm a little concerned about is a date of and a deadline of June of 2012 to set a index, and we all know that the date of taxation is January 1, 2013. That was signed in the other agreement, and so we will let that work itself out. And on the back of this, you'll see an in-depth set of charts that we have to go by, a timing. I don't know what page, it doesn't have a page number, but we've got our phase charts back toward the back. All laid out. We have had a problem in the IT department, and it's been an ongoing problem with something they built for the assessor called Title Plant, which sorts our deeds out that we have to have up and going. We can't have no 3-day, 5-day break. I've been told to email or text someone to get information. I'm not doing that. It is a necessary to run the assessment program and the taxation program for Taney County and to keep these stats in front of the state to fit these time charts. And It needs to be addressed. I've addressed it. My people has addressed it. So I'm saying, you gentlemen signing this agreement, you're right in the middle of this also. If we can't get the information, we can't stay with these charts. Major, major issue. And we all know through the last 5 years the importance of getting sales letters out there and getting those sales letters back to establish indexes and values of property. So I just wanted to make you aware that problem's there, and it can create havoc if we can't keep these charts at a timely basis. And so by law, we're looking for the required signatures on this, and which is the county commission. Not one commissioner, all three has to sign by law. And I would ask that you sign that, this agreement, and put us on the road to the future.
A question that's off of this for now, but that was asked earlier. Has there been no contact of individuals that appeared at BOE that were denied so that there would be state tax commission hearings set up for them?
The first set of hearings, we got information on it yesterday. And I think it'll be the residential. These are individuals that disagreed with the BOE.
Well, my point is, the state tax commission is in the process of setting up those hearings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And even with the lowering of values, these people have disagreed and went on.
But that's the state sets that schedule.
Right. Yes, and I think it's January 12th or something is some of them. Yeah, we have nothing to do other than we get the order down and we're to provide the room.
Facility. Is there always an attorney present from the county in those hearings? Is there always an attorney present? That's what my question is. Or is there members of the, it is in the past, which I'm just going to use, isn't that like Bart Teschner, the person that files the complaint, you and, or one of your deputies or something, and then is there always an attorney that represents the county?
There's always an attorney available.
Okay. Is that in person or by phone, either one?
It's generally in person.
Okay.
Mr. Paulson has been that throughout the years. And then before him was Mr. McCullough.
And do we have Mr. Coatney this year?
No. Yeah, Jason.
Jason Coatney.
Yeah, Coatney.
James, is there anywhere within the predicted expenditures over the course of the next 2 years for professional appraisals if, in fact, we have a suit we're required to do that?
I would hope that would have been fell under the contingency line.
Where is that line at?
It may not be in his report that he, this is Jim Kyle laid out budget that goes back to the state, but in my budget, I'm assuming that there was going to be a contingency line.
Well, just having gone through this last BOE, I think it would be a fair assumption that that's going to happen in 2012 and probably in 2013. Does it also include legal?
Yes. No, professional services, I can already see the timing of having to have that indices study done in 2012, that we need professional services to come in and actually look at the houses that's on that study. It's been going through my mind quite rapidly that the values put on homes changes maybe in a monthly or definitely a semi-annual. We've had drops now for the last 3 years occurring.
This 2-year budget depiction that we've got in front of us, was this drawn up by Kyle?
This was taken off of our budget and put into the different categories and categorized for the state tax commission.
So that it would fit within, okay.
Yeah, because.
That's why it was different than our budget.
Yeah.
Did I just see him down here last week?
Yes, that's when this was finalized.
Gentlemen?
Motion to approve assessment maintenance plan January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2013 as presented.
I'll second with discussion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the Taney County assessment maintenance plan from January 1, 2012 through December 31, 2013. Discussion.
The personnel that was needed for that adjustment or to complete on a timely basis, is that included in this particular maintenance plan?
In this maintenance plan, it refers to a half person, and what Ron has said is that we budgeted a half a person in his budget. So the budget that we review and this plan match. I mean, if he gets a full-time person, it'll help him, but the requirement of a half person is in here, and it was in the budget. I guess it's in the budget, too.
And this doesn't lock the budgetary numbers in here because they've got January, to come back and make any adjustment to the budget you guys would make. And that occurs because of second, third, fourth class counties.
Jim's question, my question was, is that half person in the budget that you presented to us?
And I can't answer that because he just took the budget from Rick. And
he's the one, the tax commission guy is the one that took it from the budget that James submitted and put it here. And it is in here.
Right.
Okay.
And the numbers that are in here match up with what I've got here.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's all I can. I wasn't here for the particular day of when James came through, but the numbers match with this assessment plan to the budget I pulled up.
And they will adjust that in January.
Okay, now I guess I've not got my question answered. I know that the half person is in this budget. You can see that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is there the need possibly that Mr. Houseman brought forward of a full-time person, James had talked, does that lay within what line of the budget that we have presented when we make an approval?
And the reason I brought that up was because if the approval of that additional half person is going to cause us to stay within the timelines that are necessary, then I think it's something that we should discuss. And if it's
that's what I'm saying. So the approval of this maintenance plan is not going to interfere with that?
No, we'll be able, if we want to change that, through our budgetary process to do that. This is a current depiction of what has been requested and what would be provided in the 2-year plan to the State Tax Commission, and one that I believe the Tax Commission, after Kyle has gone through, it's going to approve.
Right.
Would you say that's fair?
Correct, and it goes back to last year when the buyout occurred, Danny. Those folks had already been sealed into a 2-year plan, and it didn't affect us. You know, what occurs, this is what initiates the 2-year plan.
Okay.
Because there was 3 people bought out of that, my office, and just 1.5 of them replaced.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that because we're having discussions about things, and I just wanted to make sure that that was part of what we were approving.
Has there ever been a third state tax commission member appointed?
Never.
Still hasn't. Just two.
Just the two.
That's a long time to have a vacancy on a state level for a three-person board.
As I'm reading the laws, as I'm reading the laws again, I'm not finding that. Sorry, sir.
You know what?
I'm not finding whether it is a requirement that there is the three, and there's a time frame that it has to occur in. That's about 2 years ago.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Houseman, I think Nikki has the original. I would prefer maybe that you guys' signatures goes on that original.
You bet.
If you look at that, I think that's a copy.
Well, if this is a finalization of it, do we call her down here and get those signatures on there now so they can be passed on?
Yeah, but I want to get these in the mail in a time.
All right, what's our next budget item? I mean, agenda item. We're free until 10:30, aren't we?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We bought an hour for this, so I
let me look in here. Maybe
James, would you like to go through this word by word?
Sure. You want me to read it to you?
Not a chance.
I can stop.
Now that you've asked, no.
Did I hear something coming from the corner over there on that?
Oh, sounded like a cough.
Sounded like.
She's just tearing us right.
That's not original.
And this is not streaming up so that she can hear us, right?
It is streaming.
Oh, it is now.
It's working. I sent an email to Mark and Nikki. They both confirmed it was working.
Okay, here's an old one. That looks kind of original, don't it?
Well, do we...
A recess then?
Nikki, is it possible that you could bring down to us the original assessment maintenance plan if you are listening? Let's stand in recess, gentlemen, until 10:30.
Okay.